Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And how are we doing today, Big JD?
Well, I was under the weather for a couple days and now I'm above it. Getting there.
I wonder where that comes from, under the weather.
Well, the weather's at one level, which is, I suppose that they mean it's maybe nice. Or no matter what it is, if you're under it, I guess you're not matched to it. So even if it's bad weather, you could be worse than that.
But then
it's nice out today, but
it doesn't matter how sick you are when you're under the weather. You're just under the weather. Like
yeah.
If you're really, really sick, you could still say I'm under the weather.
Yeah. I've been under the weather. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of people being under the radar.
And anyway. I've heard of people being over the radar. That's sure. Something maybe we'll look into one day.
And I've heard of people being radar.
Are you signed into Yahoo?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And there's absolutely nobody there yet. But as the show rocks on.
I get to work out tomorrow.
Woohoo.
I've been waiting a long time for that.
I bet you have.
Due to my shoulder issues. And I've been preparing.
And how do you prepare to get back into the swing of things?
Well, a little bit of extra exercise and eating right. I've been building up over the past week or two now.
And that's going to prepare you, I think?
Especially in the last week. Well, eating is because it's a huge job.
So, and you're going to have a trainer with you.
Yeah.
And it's a man or a woman?
It's a man.
I see. And what's his first name?
Reno. Reno Perlin, certified strength trainer extraordinaire. Supposed to be the best, so that's why I'm with him.
Best what, on his block or?
The best around.
Around his block.
Around the area.
The area of his block.
What's the block?
I want you to say he's best in the city, he's the best in the country, he's the best.
Well, he's best in the city, I guess, and the outskirts of the city, surrounding area, I suppose.
Okay, I'm just teasing you.
Maybe one of the better in Ontario.
Reno's a cool name.
Is it?
I think so. Hey, Reno!
What? Oh, that's what they call me at work.
Work.
Shine a light. We went to see Shine a Light, Big JD and Lippo at the IMAX Theater at Henry Ford. What do you call that?
I call it Greenfield Village is what I call it.
In Greenfield Village, but the Henry Ford, I'm looking for my water bottle.
It's called The Henry Ford.
The Henry Ford.
The Henry Ford, yes.
Okay.
So it's like a complex there, and the biggest part of that complex is, well, I shouldn't say it's the biggest part, because there's a test track, is there? The Ford test track?
There, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other side of the expressway is the Ford headquarters, world headquarters, is just on the other side of the expressway, and they got Greenfield Village, and in Greenfield Village, they kind of keep the motif the same, and they have the IMAX theater. Totally dead when we went there. Nobody there.
Yeah. What a big screen. And a cool show, I might add.
Yeah, if you get the opportunity to see the IMAX version of Shine a Light, I would highly recommend it. Probably a lot better than seeing it on a DVD.
My bike's dewinterized. That's new. An update.
So
be able to ride a little bit this summer.
You think your shoulder's up to it?
Well, the thing is, it's easier for me, I find, to actually ride than it is to drive. Driving's not bad if you're not turning or doing anything. Or trying not to use that arm, but I also have a standard shift vehicle. So I have to shift with my right arm. And a lot of times I have to, you know, steer with my left or however that works. And it's harder for me to make that motion of, you know, that rounded motion of steering.
Sure.
Than it is to just have my arms sitting on the handlebars of the bike. Because the bike, you kind of lean, they're just very mildly moving to turn.
Your shoulder harder.
You're not actually, you know, you're not holding the bike up or anything like that. It's all, you know, done by balance and whatnot. So it's like,
yeah,
seems pretty easy. And I find it a little better. So I'm going to, you know, try and do that a little extra through the summer. And what else is happening around here? Anything
around here? Well, I was off work this week.
Yeah,
I had a vacation week off, and
oh, that went by fast.
Tell me about it.
Wow.
But I got some stuff done.
Did you?
Yeah. Not much, but some.
I was going to say, what?
little things.
Stuff around the house?
Yeah, stuff around the house.
Yard work, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. And I had a nice...
remodeled the studio, I see. Board's nowhere to be found here.
That's right, I did. I just moved things around a little bit.
It's a little nicer, though, the setup.
Exactly. Nice. There's nothing, no big obstacles.
Yeah, nothing in between us there, and a little more... what do you call that? When you're a little closer together there, you know?
Sex?
No. What this guy's got on the brain here.
But on Monday, I had my... I woke up to my neighbor knocking on my front door saying that he thought my water line was leaking into his field. I live in farmland out here. And I have a private water line that I put in before they put the water mains in. And that it was severed or ruptured or busted somehow, and it was leaking water into his field. And he wanted to get into his field to plow it, and there's puddles.
He was back today, he come?
No, this was just on Monday he came. So,
all right, okay.
So I decided to just hook up to the main water line now. Mm-hmm. $1,900 later, I'm all hooked up. Just out of the blue.
It's all done?
It's all done.
Okay.
Yeah, you see a pile of dirt in my front yard.
Came up pretty quick then. No, I didn't notice a pile of dirt.
Okay.
I noticed a pile of flowers everywhere.
Yeah, my wife's doing some kind of entrepreneurial thing out in her yard.
Entrepreneurial thing.
Entrepreneurial too. Yeah, she's got some perennials out there. And some
I thought it was a yard sale or something, but then she said, no, it's fine. I took a better look, you know, my eyes, my age, and I realized it was all plants.
There's some other odds and ends there too. Some vintage stuff and some salsa, I think she's got out there, and some dishes and just stuff people are dropping off.
Spring cleaning.
For other people, she's all their friends are like her mom and people down the road. Hey, can I sell this stuff in your yard?
Yeah. I do that. I have nowhere for a yard sale.
No, you don't.
The Rock and Robots. I don't know if I mentioned the cartoon's finished. So if anybody wants to check that out, send some feedback possibly. The Rock and Robots with no G on rockin'. TheRockinRobots.com. And you can go to the, I guess it's a projects update page or something, and check out the finished cartoon there. And send some feedback. See what you think. I'm trying to get the Rockin' Robots on TV.
You got to get a pilot happening, though.
Yes, I still got to do a pilot. It's actually the Rockin' Robots music video, basically, to kind of showcase the robots themselves and sort of their talent. But they're actually school teachers teaching kids different things, including the alphabet and numbers.
It's a
children's program,
sure.
Children's cartoon thing. So,
the storylines are going to revolve around them being in a classroom.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it's going to be like a classroom stuff, and then there's going to be a little bit of stuff of them, you know, doing other things like they're playing and things like that. Maybe some school gymnasium type stuff and that, and playing for the kids and everything. It's all geared towards kids, though. So,
yep. That reminds me of my son's grade 8 teacher. He's a teacher, and he's a rockin'
right.
guy.
I've heard his music actually is pretty good too. And another little announcement. You talking to me in the Jeff and Lana show. Seeing as though I'm back from my hiatus.
Dun, da, da, da.
Starts next Saturday, May 3rd, 9 a.m. on WKBR now. No more All Talk Radio.
Okay.
Okay, officially, no more All Talk Radio.
All right.
Not an All Talk anymore. And in fact, what we're going to do on Saturdays is all the shows that we produce a lot of other shows, and we're going to air them all on Saturdays. So we're going to start at 9 o'clock with the Jeff and Lana show because it's definitely a half hour show.
Right.
And then at 9:30, it'll be you talking to me, all new shows for 2008. And those could be anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes or something. And possibly, well, the first show I know is an hour, but from you talking to me on, excuse me, there's really no schedule. So after you talking to me, then there'll be like a rebroadcast, I believe, of the Jabbercast from the previous Sunday. The Easy Mac podcast with Jeff and Mike. The Border City Radio podcast, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show, which is a rebroadcast. There's no new shows of that, but we're going to rebroadcast past shows. And Harry's Philosopher's Corner, and so all our shows that we do are going to be on Saturday starting at 9. So you can listen to that. WKBR.ca. Hit the listen button and choose your music player for your computer and listen to the shows all day. Don't make any plans for Saturdays, folks. You know, from 9 until about, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, you're going to be hanging with Big JD and Lippo.
Or just Big JD.
And our friends.
Just Big JD.
Need more Big JD? So there you have that little announcement. So that's going to be fun.
Sure.
The Jeff and Lana shows are all new, and You Talking to Me shows are all new.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jabbercast will always be new shows, but broadcast from the week before, and then rebroadcast of everything else, except probably some new Border City Radio shows and a little bit of new Easy Mac in the mix, because those are done every month. So there'll be filler for the every other few weeks. But
sure.
However it works. And I guess if there's, is there anything else going on? Specifically around here?
There was something else I wanted to mention to you, but you kept going and going and going, and I just totally lost that train.
I'm all energized.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
Boy.
Whew.
That's short.
It's a little jaunt, huh?
Yeah, it's just a little walk. It's me winded. Ooh, it smells, dude.
One thing I found in the New York Times headline reading, who needs another social network? Google's Orkut, which fails to deliver, I guess, in very well in North America. Orkut?
Spell it for me.
O-R-K-U-T. Orkut.
Mm-hmm.
Google's Orkut, and I guess it's big in like Belgium and India, but just never took over here. And then Yahoo's starting MASH, Yahoo MASH, another networking, and they also have Yahoo 360. I guess it's something more geared towards the younger generation. And then, of course, there's MySpace,
the
Facebook, Windows Live Spaces, which was formerly MSN Spaces.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Mac OS X Spaces.
There isn't. Oh, Spaces, the program. And there's just, you know, in checking into that after, I just found a ridiculous amount of networking websites.
Sure.
You know, for people to hang out and
positively
meet people kind of thing. And there's Tribe, and there's Twitter, and there's Sermo, and there's Skonix. Mm. And you ever heard of some of these?
Not the last two, I haven't.
Passado, NetBe, Netlog. I got a big list on Wikipedia.
Netlog.
Yeah. Virtual crap.
Cyber crap.
A net log. Huh?
Cyber crap.
Yeah. Cyber waste. Bebo.
Bebo's big.
Badu.
No.
Maybe that's Erica's personal site. I'm not sure, but Advogato.
No.
Anoble. I don't know. So there's all kinds of crazy things going on.
You mentioned the biggest one, of course, is Facebook and MySpace.
I did. Those are the first things I mentioned
after
I told about the Yahoo stuff. And,
okay.
Yeah, MySpace and Facebook are definitely the biggest ones. And
yeah.
I sometimes get other ones from people that, you know, so-and-so wants you to, you know, join them on such-and-such. And I'm like, delete.
Positively. You just can only do so much.
I don't like dealing with the other ones, let alone, you know what I mean? Everybody's somewhere different. I got guys that won't even bother looking at regular email. You got to send it on Facebook. And
that's
then
Terry,
some
right?
on
Terry.
MySpace. And yeah, well, a couple guys actually. They never get their email unless you send it through there.
That's not right.
And then, you know, then there's the other programs, you know, the instant messaging chat programs and stuff like that. You know, one guy's on iChat. You got to find him on iChat. Another guy's on MSN. You got to find him on MSN. Another one on Yahoo. We got to sign in for this. And Skype, I got to use for interviews and contact other people. But it seems like Skype is the most, almost like the most widely accepted for almost like a businessy kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like
it's not mature
type of, you know, it's not necessarily the, you know, kiddie chat thing. It's sort of adultish that
right.
use that for something important.
And it's not a social network either. It's more one-on-one, a tool to communicate.
Right, yeah, not necessarily a social networker.
And another way that I kind of like is sites that have functionality, but there's social networking built into it. I'm just thinking of Flickr.
Right. That was another one actually in the list, and to share your photos, but then...
But then there's the, it's like a blog kind of thing, so you can get you can get comments and stuff, and you can get a hold of all the people who put their photos up there as well.
Anybody that doesn't have the internet for that type of purpose, community, forums, you know, message boards and things to find answers for things or share something with somebody else, I just can't get over that, why somebody wouldn't have that and have it available to them. Everybody goes through things in their life where they need some answers or can share something with somebody, and they don't have that, and that's very important. I think everybody should have it. And then aside from the fact that, you know, you have kids and stuff like that, and
positively,
you know, kids need a computer these days.
Yep.
So, you know, my kid's 9 years old now, or 11, and we're thinking about getting a computer. Well, you should have had it when he was 3.
Yeah, but some people are totally against that. But anyway, we're in the news section here.
Yeah, okay. Rant. What else you got?
Earthquakes in on the west. Ooh, not in the west coast.
I listened to a program about earthquakes last night.
Oh, is that right? This was in Reno. 100 aftershocks.
Well, that's why it was all over the Reno name.
Yeah.
Okay, Reno being in Nevada.
Yes, northern Nevada. 100 aftershocks after a 6.5. Earthquake, and they say that it would not be surprising if there's going to be another big.
What was that on the tremor. Richter scale? Do you know? Did it say
6.5?
Oh, you said that. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
And then, and after that, there was hundreds of aftershocks.
6.5 is up there.
It's up there, but that I guess the center wasn't in any place that was populated. But it was like so many miles. I don't have the exact amount of miles away from Reno it was, but it's affecting them.
Major damage.
Not major damage, no. I got a picture over here. A guy's in a store and all those craps on the floor. Yeah. So, you know, stuff, you know, falls. It's not like buildings collapsing or anything like that. Nothing as bad as that. Also, there's wildfires in California right now, again.
Natural disasters everywhere.
Natural disasters. The end of the world's coming.
Yeah. 2012. Right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. My kids talk about that. Well, I shouldn't name my kids, but Eric.
Where do they pick that up from?
The Jabbercast.
Oh, do they?
I think that was the impetus for Eric, and then he looked into it, and then he's into the Wiccan thing and the calendar, you know, ending and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think he's looked into it a bit on the internet, and so that's
but just to relieve head. Everybody, it's not supposed to be the end of the world. So the end of an era, and it's spiritual enlightenment.
For some people, begins. It's going to be the end of the world.
Well, maybe, yeah.
And some people are
when
die.
They find out that there's no God and it's, you know, all extraterrestrial-based evolution, then, no, I don't know.
Yikes.
Just playing around.
Crazy stuff. Did you hear about the riots in Montreal this week when they won the first round of playoffs? They got right out of hand. Did you hear about that?
No.
I didn't think so. Even though it was big news. The city of Montreal, they you know, partying in the streets, and all of a sudden, and they had a huge police presence out on the streets, and they ended up burning 16 cop cars. The shells of cop cars just littered the streets, and stores were looted. And
that's major.
Yeah, it got right out of hand. That puts a really bad light on it.
You could easily see, though, how the people could take over.
Exactly. You can see how the people can take over.
That's not want that to get around. Obviously, it gets around, what I mean.
Well, I guess it's
to get
a
implemented
thing.
By
that's right
every city out at the same time. That'd be crazy.
That's right.
USA Today, Amy Winehouse.
She's great. I love her.
Cautioned by police after she allegedly assaulted someone during a scuffle.
I guess it was two guys, two separate
incidents. Well, the record stays, and it could count against her if it happens again in the future. She hit a guy, apparently, who got in her way while she was playing pool in a bar in London.
Get the hell away from me.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That's some pretty good stuff, I'd say. You know,
I wonder if she's doing that on purpose.
Just to keep maybe if there's no other news.
Yeah. Keep the limelight on her. What the heck? What the hey?
Any other news?
Oh, there is, but it's 20 after. We should...
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo. Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Okay, the sense of smell is part of our chemical sensing system, or the chemosenses. Sensory cells in our nose, mouth, and throat have a role in helping us interpret smells, as well as taste flavors. Microscopic molecules released by the substances around us, foods, flowers, etc., stimulate these sensory cells. Once the cells detect the molecules, they send messages to our brains where we identify the smell. And today we're talking about smells.
I love it.
You love smells?
I love smells. Smells do a lot for triggering certain reactions in our brain, I think.
Sure, reactions and memories and all kinds of different things. There's one other thing I want to ask you, is that you have an allergy to things like perfumes and things like that? Is it an allergy?
Perfume, yeah.
Do you like the sense of them, though? That's what I wanted to ask you. Do you like the scent of them?
They smell
good. But you don't want to...
They do smell good, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But
I was just curious as to whether you thought that like they don't actually smell good to you or but they smell good, but it's
just a physical reaction, and it's not over time. It's just instantaneous.
Oh yeah?
As soon as I smell
What about when you get in an elevator that just reeks of some lady's perfume?
Yeah, I'm a little nauseous.
Naked, scratching. what goes on?
No, my reaction is I get nauseous. I kind of feel faint and I get an instant headache. Just
wow. And how long have you had that?
Since...
Or something happened?
Since I started... I had allergies. I started getting allergies when I was about 25 years old. Mm-hmm. I started working at the trim plant. And it was awful for dust in there. Like material that's freshly cut dust. You just see it floating in there. Yeah. You're breathing that crap in. Oh, yeah. So a couple years after working there, I developed allergies. And as soon as that happened, all kinds of other crap started happening with my sense of smell.
Is there anything in particular that's like perfume to you that you drive you crazy?
Is there anything like perfume?
Yeah, like that. Something else that is really that bad?
Gasoline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another nice scent.
Yeah, I
kind of like.
I remember as a kid pulling up to the gas station and go, that smells good.
So what happens when you pull up to the gas station? It just reeks of gas, or you spill it all over something, and you.
I freak.
Yeah. Wow.
I got to be really careful not to spill any on me, and I pump my gas a certain way, and if it some does get me, I got to go inside and scrub my hands with.
And that's another thing.
Soap.
When these kind of things happen to us, we have a whole another whole regimen we got to follow, not to possibly be around. Like, would you maybe take stairs instead of getting in an elevator or something? Or if you say you see some lady with big hair and all dressed up and full of makeup, and would you get on the elevator after? Or would you just think, oh, I shouldn't even get on that? I'm going to take the stairs.
I've never taken it to that extent.
Okay.
No.
And I just recently, over the past year and a half, I went through this thing where I smell cigarette smoke, specifically cigarette smoke when it doesn't exist.
That is wacky.
And I've not found anything as to what that is exactly, although I've found a lot of other people have had that. Namely, my chiropractor, actually, who gave me something to take to get rid of that.
And does it work?
And it did seem to work, yeah. I rarely have a bout, and I haven't been, you know, I don't even take, I only took it when I need it. And that went on for maybe a week's period or so. And then, after that, it's rare now that I'm smelling it over the last, few months.
And did you see any medical person and ask them about it? Or did you find out what actually causes something like that to happen where you think you smell, especially not just smoke, but cigarette smoke specifically?
Yeah, no, I never actually asked. It always seems to, because I haven't smelled it lately, or I go to my doctor and I just forget about it or whatever, and I have never asked my family doctor actually or anything. So it's really weird.
Now, when you say cigarette smoke, is it cigarette smoke that you smell like as if it's in furniture or it's in a bar or it's actually right off the cigarette?
It smells more like a secondhand smoke kind of thing.
Okay.
like more of a, or when it's in your clothes kind of thing, it's like got that stink to it, you know, like,
oh yeah,
it's bad enough when you're right at it, but then there's another scent when it's just there and has been there, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of weird, but yeah, smells, there's a lot of things to talk about today. Kinds of smell, body smells, mm-hmm. Nature, the sense of nature, materials, foods. So when we're thinking of things like nature, what comes to mind? Flowers obviously comes to mind first, I think. The smell of flowers. You know, that's sure. The thing that's kind of made, you know, that we purchase for the smell and that kind of thing.
Skunks.
Skunks, yeah, that's nature.
That's nature, all right.
Rain, grass. I'm thinking more along the lines of something pleasant.
Ah, pleasant smells.
But then there's, yeah, the stinky smells.
Sure.
Animal dung.
That's nature.
Yeah.
Animal dung, as in...
cow pies.
Cow pies, yeah. You can probably smell that on the
farm,
way here.
Fresh farm scents. But there's certain odors that come with grass and rain and things like that. And isn't that funny that we do all process that the same, huh? We all smell that pretty much the same when it's rain and mud and things like that. And
I think so. I don't know. That's a very good question.
And flowers. I think unless you have a disorder, it all is supposed to smell relatively the same.
And I think most people like the smell of rain.
Yeah, fresh nature things, except for the cow pies and...
you know, I don't mind cow pies. Stuff,
but it doesn't bother me at all.
Chicken poop. That's
unless
crappy.
After dinner somebody sat down a cow pie in front of me to, you know, as a dessert, that might...
But there is a cow... You're saying that because there is a dessert that's a cow pie, right?
Oh, there's... Yeah, actually there is. It's some kind of ice cream type thing, isn't it?
Chocolate ice
cream.
Chocolate,
whatever. Yeah, cow pie. But I'm talking about the real deal.
Oh, okay.
And then human smells. Armpits.
Mm-hmm.
Armpits have a pretty terrible scent when they're really bad.
Terrible.
It's terrible. Ass. Ass can stink. Feet can reek horribly.
Yes, they can.
And doesn't feet stink usually all smell the same?
It's,
as well as ass and pits?
It has a moldy kind of...
get sweet. Sort of.
Is there sweetness in there? Yeah.
I don't know. A little bit mixed in. I don't know. Check these out. Hold on. You get this sock off. Human waste. That's all pretty much the same scent as well. Some more sulfurish than others, but...
Human waste, like you mean our garbage can? Or?
No. What I'm talking about, still kind of talking about nature and people.
Oh, okay. You mean the stuff
human
that
waste.
Goes in the toilet.
Crap.
Oh, you're talking about the stuff that goes
or
in
even
the crap.
Pee stinks. Pee can stink.
Pee can stink. It doesn't stink all the time.
When you're in the hospital, it smells down the halls of pee.
Yes, it does. And usually, if your pee smells, it means you're not drinking enough water, I don't think.
How much would someone have to pay you to lick a rail in a hospital hallway?
About 100 grand, I think.
You'd take 100 grand and lick a rail?
Yeah.
How about the numbers on the elevator in a hospital elevator?
Same amount.
100,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I can put up with the sickness for 100 grand.
Huh. I'd do that for 10 bucks. U.S. And so materials, like rubber bands.
Well, can we go back to the human thing?
No.
Yes, we're
we
going to
passed it.
Fragrant attraction. The reason that people, men and women, are attracted to each other and are compatible with each other is because they find the other person smells good. Or their smell is...
And it's a smell that the other person usually doesn't realize that they even have. Eh?
Exactly.
How does that work? How does somebody have a scent of some kind? And how do they get that?
And no one else...
What is that?
And everybody else can smell it except you.
And usually it's only your significant other or something that's that close enough probably to even smell your smell.
Right.
But is it your cologne? Is it your under antiperspirant? Is it just your smell if you didn't wear anything? Do we all have a scent of some kind?
I think we do. We excrete all kinds of oils out of our body.
Excretions. We'll get into excretions.
Ooh, we got a vat over there. A vat of excretions. We're going to get into it. Yeah, I think we all excrete oils, and that's part of the whole underarm thing. The oils that come from underneath your arm are particularly smelly because there's glands.
And if
there.
They're all natural, though, why do we try and cover them up? Because they reek.
That's the society that we live in.
Was there a time when they just wouldn't cover that up and, and people stunk and nobody thought anything of it?
I think so.
Like, yes. That's not a bad smell. It's just your arms.
Yep.
They reek.
Yep. I think so.
There wasn't even a word named reek at the time.
I think there was, but I think if it just got to a certain point, I think people were smelliers, I guess is what I'm trying to say, a couple hundred years ago and before that.
Would you lick a smelly armpit? Does that bother you at all?
No, I wouldn't lick a smelly armpit.
No?
Would you? He had to think about it, so yes, he would.
I don't know.
He would.
15 American? All out of shake.
He's
still got a little rattle and roll left, though.
Big JD is drinking a shake during the...
A mixture of two kinds of whey protein and greens plus.
Whey protein and what?
For those of you that care. Whey protein and greens plus.
Oh, greens plus.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A mixture of different greens.
All in a shake.
Concentrated. Yeah. All shaken up in just water. And just shaken. No blender. And hardcore, man.
That's not that hardcore. I mean, you don't eat
compared
anything.
To people that put fruit in it and put it in a blender and make it all nice and frothy and put milk in it and make it real taste really good.
Oh yeah, Brad
that's
does
hardcore.
That. Brad's into the
yeah. That's
the,
that's babiness.
You've done that.
Sorry, Brad. That's
oh yeah, Brad. Brad's listening to the show. But yeah, back to the whole humans. The reason we're together, it's not because I can put up with your personality or I like your sense of humor. You just have a smell that I can handle. I can like it. I like your smell.
No.
Yes. That's
yeah,
what it
that's
is.
That's not why we're together.
If your smell wasn't compatible with the other person, you wouldn't be together.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you really dug or you liked hanging around, but then eventually they maybe come to your house and hang out and stuff like that and they just reek? And you never want them back.
There is one person, yes. Am I going to mention that person's name? No.
That's just... Yeah, that's something.
The person has a smell of mold. It's like if you had a wet t-shirt and you just crammed it into the corner of your trunk or something.
Mold is just something stinky.
And then you pulled it out. It's like a hockey bag is what it smells like. Huh. He smells like a hockey bag.
It's nice when people smell like freshly washed clothes and you smell
that.
You know,
that
like
smell.
that fabric softener or something. Softener, that smells great. I like that.
That's one of my favorite smells.
Yeah, it's nice.
I try to smell like that myself and I go, yeah, okay, I'm good.
And that won't bother you either.
Fabric, no. It's perfume.
Yeah.
Perfumey smells. If it's flowery, it's...
Even flowers are okay?
Flowers are great. Hmm. Yeah, it's like a musky oil smell perfume, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But...
So, can we move on to materials?
Yes.
Like rubber?
Rubber.
Rubber's stinky. That's one thing that I don't really like very much. I would have to get paid like 25 American to sniff and
lick.
Chew on rubber.
Oh, chew
lick,
on rubber.
Chew on it, yeah. Rubber bands, I don't like the smell of that.
Yeah.
The rubber that you buy for fabric to make waistbands and stuff, that makes me gag. I don't like that very much.
I don't like
and I find myself sorry. I find myself smelling it a lot just because it's sickening. I do.
Exactly. I there's things that you like rubber things you put your hands on and rubber rubs off.
Yeah,
the smell
it gets
of
on
rubber,
your fingers.
Rubber
sure.
Rubs off easily, and that's what I find it. I go to smell
my
hands.
Yeah,
it's
horrible, but you keep doing it.
I do it.
Yeah.
Do my hands still smell like rubber?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And you don't want to wash it off because you would. Smell it for as long as you can.
Now, what about the smell of rubbers, which have no rubber in them at all?
So, moving on to wood.
Yes, you put your wood in the rubber.
Okay.
Smell of sawdust. I love sawdust.
Yeah, wood has got a nice smell. Sawdust, even like a little bit burned, you know, burned wood, sort of like mildly burned or from cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it a lot.
Nice sense.
That's what you're going to say about wood?
I guess. Is there anything else about wood? I don't notice much else about wood.
Okay.
I wouldn't know different smells of different wood, really, or anything like that. But
when I walk down, go to Home Depot, and you go down the lumber aisle.
Smell. Yeah,
it's like, it hits you. And I go, that's good. I love it.
I like that.
Being there. It feels like I should be there. Like, you know, this is a place I really feel.
Yeah. Bring your camping chair that you can just fold out and hang out there.
Or I just want to buy some. Give me a big piece of wood.
Yeah, keep in the car, smells fresh, like you would with an apple under the seat. My dad used to do that all the time, keep an apple under the seat.
In the car, until it got rotten.
No, that's when it started to really smell good. No, but when it did actually get more squishy,
yeah.
the more it smelled,
sure,
you know, better, you know. But eventually, yeah, you got to get rid of it because so it would get all mush and get mushy on the carpet and stuff like
that. Sure. Do you do that?
But no, I don't do that.
Okay.
But I do a lot of times get the little things. He also would buy those little green Christmas tree things and hang them in the, you know, and I've done that occasionally. I don't mind those things. I like that. They're a little strong sometimes, so I'll leave just open the package a bit and hang it. You know what I mean? Still inside the...
That's part of the instructions.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't open it up all the way.
Foods.
Foods, yeah. It's food, that obviously triggers your sense of hunger.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, you could walk into some place and not be hungry, and then as soon as you smell food...
You want it.
Oh, my stomach says I got to eat. Even though you weren't even thinking of food.
Fresh bread, that smells good.
And I think my wife, honestly, is cooking bacon right this minute. I think
Always smells good. Coffee smells good.
Coffee and bacon. Two things that are really not very good for you at all.
I don't know about coffee. It's not the biggest, you know... If you're putting cream and sugar in it, yeah, coffee's not so good for you. But
no, I'm saying actual coffee, black coffee. If you drink too much of it, it's not good for you.
Well, I guess caffeine and
yeah. I think it does stuff to your plumbing.
It makes you go. I think.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that's kind of helpful sometimes for people. But I suppose that would be a good time for us to take a little break. And
I'm going
to
go eat some bacon.
Actually, why don't we, instead of taking a break, we'll actually get into the music thing because we're really pushing the limit here.
Holy moly, time just flies by.
So I first came across it before I get into the song, Sunday Morning Music Mayhem for this week. I found a couple of outtakes from our friends at the Easy Mac podcast. And we're very fortunate to, you know, come across some of these outtakes from them. And a couple of them here. One is about 56 seconds long. The other one's just 2 seconds. So actually, let me play the 2 second one first.
This is the comedy section of the show. Is that what we're doing?
Well, yeah. But it had something to do with Stinky. So
okay,
just play the two second one first here.
Yeah, stinking poof.
Okay. That was a little outtake from the Easy Mac podcast. And this one you'll really enjoy. So you want to listen to this one for about a minute, and then we'll go right into Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. So here we go.
That's the code. The dog runs.
When the dog runs?
When the dog runs.
As the eagle flies?
Like, you know, call him up from the... Well, you got to go to the bathroom? Oh my God. How could you? In front of company. Unbelievable. And that's going to be horrendous. I'll get sick. I'm very fragile like that. Unbelievable. I need like some kind of facial coverage of some kind. Something to breathe into.
Gotta go to the bathroom as soon as you said that. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
But I feel better now.
Yeah, my eyes are watering and...
Okay, we got
my
some...
My tea tastes like sewage now. No. Okay.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay. A little bit of fun there for you.
That didn't make the show?
Little studio stink. I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Let's see. So this week, Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a song from Spinal Tap. And you're aware that Spinal Tap has a second album, right? After the first initial Spinal Tap soundtrack thing. Yeah. Came out with this album called Break Like the Wind.
Break Like the Wind.
And this is a tune from that called Stinking Up the Great Outdoors.
Drummer.
there you have Spinal Tap from Break Like the Wind, stinking up the great outdoors. Spinal Tap's a great movie, by the way.
It's a classic.
It's usually cheap to buy, too, nowadays. $10 or something.
I bought my copy for $10.
Yeah,
I think it was at Walmart or something.
Oh, yeah?
Just pick it up. Don't even hesitate. Or if you got a Apple TV, just rent it.
There you go.
Just kidding.
Or if you got BitTorrent, hey.
Oh, what's that?
Take a quick break and come back with our tech talk for the week.
Okay.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, wkbr.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What do you got for us this week?
You know what? At the end there, you go, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
There's a jingle out there that's it's canned, like it's other stations use it. You know, they have a pool they draw from.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard two, and at the end it goes, yeah, that sounds good. You ever hear that?
I've heard something similar. I think I've heard something that's, if I'm not mistaken, that TLC commercial or something. Yeah, that's right. Or Zatarain's or something. Zatarain's, yeah, that's right. It's on something or something like that. I've heard things. I don't know if it's that what you're talking about or on commercial or something.
I think it's like a local
There's
spot.
Things that do that.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Tech Talk on the Jabbercast.
Do you have anything for Tech Talk?
I can talk about tech.
Well, Web 2.0, just tell our listeners what Web 2.0 is exactly.
All right.
It's a new version of the internet coming out. Faster, better than it was, speeder than a locomotive, higher than a Superman on crack.
Whoa. We got two different things there. Web 2.0 has nothing to do with the new internet.
There you go, folks. You heard it right here first. Lippo.
Web 2.0 basically is a conglomeration of different technologies. JavaScript,
mm-hmm.
CSS,
mm-hmm.
and Java itself.
And is that all made to make something faster?
No, it's a way to improve the interfaces of websites. So oftentimes what we used to do in the old Web 1.0, you would see a link on a page,
right,
and you click it, and then that page would go away, and another page would come up.
Right.
Well, with I should just slow down, get your thoughts in order here.
Talking squares.
Yeah, you're talking squares. Normally that page would go away and then another one would come on. With Web 2.0, a new section of that same page would just show up. And all this other information that was on that page is still there.
Almost like frames?
No, it just like moves. It moves stuff aside. You actually see motion. Oh, and stuff.
Like almost like opening up other windows on your desktop, and the other ones are still there. Like you see.
No, it's in the same window.
Translucent.
So you can make it translucent if you want. Like if you can click on little.
So that's the whole new thing about Web 2.0.
Well, that's part of it, and then there's, if you ever notice on some websites, an ad will just show up out of the blue and then expand right in front of you.
Yeah.
You can do anything. You just open up the page, and that's part of Web 2.0.
And that's taking advantage of that technology then.
Yes, and what it is it's called Ajax, which is asynchronous something.
Cleanser, basically.
Yeah, it's a cleanser. No, it's asynchronous Java something. I'm sorry. I'm not positive what it is. So it's a combination of all these technologies that have been around since the beginning of the web that are now implemented together to make improved interfaces in your websites. So that's what, if you hear people talking about Web 2.0, it's just the look of your site. There's a certain look to the sites. They're a little slicker. They're, you know, and the interface moves around
a
lot.
Just under the, I haven't even looked into it, but I was under the assumption it was something different, something about the internet itself. But
okay, then there's the second internet. Which, do you know where the first internet came from? It was started by
satellites.
It was started by the government.
Right.
And
education.
Yeah. So right now, the exact same thing is happening right now, right around us.
And they've been using a new web, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's super fast, wicked fast. And my buddy Francis, the drummer of the band King Friday, kingfridayrocks.com, Francis, he is the head technology guy for the French Catholic school board here in this area. And they're implementing this right now, this new, faster...
Is it Web 2.0?
Or no? Don't confuse people. It's okay. The next generation of the internet.
Right.
This is the hardware, the infrastructure that's put in place to make stuff go faster.
Okay.
Web 2.0 has nothing to do with that.
That's but just, internet and web is the same thing, isn't it?
Absolutely not. The internet has everything in it. The internet is... Web is just web pages. There's... What other things can you do on the internet? You can serve files. You can do email.
But that's still... Isn't that FTP. Considered the web?
No. Not,
go on to the web the and web. This send is the, me your files or
this
whatever.
This is the web. Web pages. The web is just pages.
I always lumped it all into one big sum, I guess, but...
Okay, well...
The internet's the big picture. The web is...
Is just...
Web pages on the internet.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Okay. You wouldn't consider, I'm going to go on the web and do my email. Well, you can do that too, though. No,
well, yeah, from websites. And
exactly.
You do your, yeah.
You, to get on the web, you need a browser. But the internet is totally different. So it's very interesting that he's involved in this right now. They're putting in optic fiber lines from school to school. And they tie into backbones so that it's super fast.
But is it now those fiber optic lines that are making this all faster?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily... How's it going to make it all faster for us?
It ain't going to happen to us until that internet slowly leaks out.
And they start using fiber optics for everybody.
For everybody. And then the internet we're on right now, we're going to laugh at it.
But the satellites, everything, that's all the same. The transmission and everything.
Satellites.
Well, satellites for the web and all that, for the internet and everything.
The satellites have very little to do with the internet. It's all copper wire or fiber optic wire that's in the ground.
They don't send anything over space?
Nothing, no space.
Never did?
Maybe.
So if all satellites go down, we still get internet?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with satellites.
You learn something new every day.
Obviously. I'm surprised you're coming up with these things. What's the web and what satellites have to do with the internet?
I don't even know. just happy to be here.
This is
hey. I want to talk about advanced shower systems. Actually caught a little bit of Oprah the other day. And there was a guy on there showing all kinds of new technology for your home, like complete computer automated homes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A shower system that is computerized and has like almost like a little iPod on the outside interface to set your music, the lights, temperature, pressure, and everything. And you can set different ones for different people in the house. And you just, boom, hit your setting and get in the shower. And it does everything for you. You know, you can have it, the pressure change, the lighting system different, where the water comes from, because it comes from all over the place in the shower. And it's just amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, he's like having a shower here with no water right now.
I am.
So that's pretty cool stuff.
So you'd want to talk about the I Love. We don't have time.
Next
week.
I thought that's more of a gadget for maybe even another show. You
that's
know what
fine.
I mean? So,
sure.
So I guess we'll move on to the Jabber quote. I'm wondering if we should rethink our strategy here with everything. It's because we do the show and we probably spent like maybe 10, 15 minutes talking about the actual topic and we got all kinds of other things in the show, which makes it fun, I got to say.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
So far, it's cool.
Okay.
If the topic gets smooshed out, I don't know, it's just going to be the big JD and Lippo show and screw the topic.
Sounds good to me.
Do you have a quote? I have several.
I knew that you did, so here you go. He's actually got paper show notes. Killing trees as he goes.
Who needs trees? Cut them down and let's smell the sawdust together. one of my favorite quotesters, and that's what he was called when he was around.
Quotester, okay.
Hey, quotester! Benjamin Franklin.
Whoa. Who is this brought to us by?
This is brought to us by thinkexist.com. Finding quotations was never easy.
No.
Is there another ad on this page? Oh, yeah, there is. Ring the doorbell. Visit to Bell's Better Home. This Jabberco brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of sawdust. Buy your bag of sawdust at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
Sold by the gram, sold by the pound.
Don't smoke
sold by
it.
The ounce.
You know that black walnut sawdust is toxic. Can't breathe it in. You'll corrode your insides.
Really?
Yeah. We have black walnuts out here, and we're told don't cut that without wearing some kind of protective stuff. Anyway, Benjamin Franklin said, fish and visitors smell in 3 days.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
How come they smell in 3 days? I can see fish. They're going to smell in 3 days. Fish smells after 1 day. What's he talking about here?
I guess he could say visitors smell after 1 day, but he has fish in there to kind of associate that your guests can become unwanted after a few days. You can only take people for so long. You might not feel so comfortable after they've been there for a few days. Guests can tend to wear out their welcome after a few days.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Good quote.
New modern one, though, is my favorite thing, and this is by Penn Jillette. My favorite thing about the internet is that that's the first generation internet.
Okay.
That you get to go into a private world of real creeps without having to smell them.
Oh, that's pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Right. So you can visit people without having to take their stink.
You just have to take their crap on the internet in capital letters.
And even then, you can just shut it off.
That's right. Max suck.
So we don't have an ID for our next little segment. The face, but we want to.
Oh right, the website
we mentioned last week. We'll bring you a website or two or a few that we've come across that we think are pretty neat, and so I guess we'll do that right now. And is there anything in particular that you have come across? I have one. So
well, I have one too. This week, I don't know if listeners of the show know that I'm a big fan of pod show podcasts. And that is run, of course, by Adam Curry. And I listen to his podcast, Daily Source Code. And they're all under the Pod Show umbrella. Apparently, they got rid of the Pod Show name. They are now Mevio, MEVIO.com.
Do you like when they change names to something that doesn't seem to mean anything for anybody? As opposed to something like, the Pods something network or the, Pod Web or the cool names like that.
The reason they got rid of the name Pod Show is because of advertising, because advertisers tend to not spend as much money on stuff with the name Pod in it.
Why would that be?
Because they think of it as people in the people who are creating the content are just normal Joes in their basement, and the content isn't worth as much, so they can't sell their content for the same amount of money. It smells in here, doesn't it?
No, I don't smell a thing.
It smells like whey.
No. It smells way good in here.
My eyes are watering. Anyway, so that's my website, mevio.com, if you want to check out some great shows, video and audio and all kinds of cool content. Formerly Pod Show.
Formerly the Pod Show Network? Is that what exactly was it called?
Yep.
Yeah. For me, because I started the program again, and I was an avid workout guy, man. I was in the gym 6 days a week, and I was in like fantastic shape before my accident. Mm-hmm. And then, I couldn't work out and everything. So I'm really glad to get back into it. And now starting back up on the program, you got to watch everything all over again, count, carbs and proteins and things like that. And I came across, a website that was really helpful because I have to document everything I do. Mm-hmm. And this is www.calorie-count.com, calorie-count.com. Mm-hmm. And right on their main page there, next to where it says calorie count, you can type something in, say egg, for example. And when you hit enter or search or whatever, I did egg white. And it gives you a list of a lot of different ways that, egg can be prepared. There's a jumbo grade egg white. Says prepared products, prepared egg products, egg whites, egg beaters, egg. Yes.
Can you give the URL again? Is it calorie count?
calorie-count.
Oh, dash. I don't have it.
Hyphen. .com.
Worst thing to put in here.
And so then if I just hit choose, you know, say I hear whole egg cooked hard boiled, and it actually gives me the nutrition facts like you would find on the package. So everything has that, the nutrition facts broken right down for you with total carbohydrates, and that's broken down your fats, calories, and all that stuff like you'd see on a package for anything. But then also some of them, it'll say 1 cup chopped egg, whole eggs, or it'll, you can drop down the list to 1 tablespoon or 1 large egg chopped, you know, kind of thing. And it'll give you the whole breakdown of it. So it's really simple to get those things really quickly.
I like the fact that it gives you nutrition facts and it's in the exact same format as you're used to seeing.
It's the thing you see on the package, exactly. And some actually have the drop down, little drop down list on the nutrition fact little box there. And you can choose an extra couple, few different things
for
depending on, you know,
portion sizes.
And it's handy because if you only need or use a tablespoon, or you need a whole cup or half a cup, or you got to use a whole egg, or you just need the egg white, you know what I mean? You get all that separation there, and in the list it'll tell you, you know, it'll specify which one you can choose it, and then sometimes there's a drop down, so if you only need a portion, it's pretty good. So, you know, you can add stuff to this actually, from what I gather, and I haven't done anything like that, but you can actually, you know, add some things in there if you've used a certain portion or something like that. Sure. And you know, as it gets bigger and bigger, then, you know, there'll be more information there. It's really cool.
I can't believe,
and they have a community, a library, recipes and all that, huh?
I'm sorry, I just couldn't believe an egg. A 1 large egg is 7.3 grams of fat.
Yeah, but if you look up the egg white and you take out the yolk, which is the bad part, which contains the cholesterol and the fat and all that, then you're looking at, you know, next to nothing except protein and very low carbohydrate. So that's why, you know, most people know but won't do it, that egg whites are good for you. Egg albumin.
The good thing about an egg is the yolk.
Not the yolk.
No, it is. It's
no,
a good
well,
thing.
That's the tasty thing that everybody wants is the yolk. Yeah. And I've had people, I'll go to work with a half a dozen eggs and hard boiled, break them all, you know, take the yolk out of it after and eat all the whites. And I'll have somebody sit down there and want all my yellows and eat all 6 of them.
No problem.
It's the horriblest thing you can have.
Mm.
It's very, very bad for you, especially at your age.
And where do you do this at?
Where do I do what?
Then the whole, who eats those?
So that's about it for this show. Work. What's going on next week with Big JD and Lippo here at the Jabbercast?
I think I'm golfing, and we're going to have to do a show in...
Okay, yeah, advance. We discussed that, so we'll probably be doing some pre-recorded shows in the near future.
And once in a while, if I have plans...
Whenever he's got plans.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind at all. So
same old show, and Big JD will be at the ready to answer your questions here on Yahoo Messenger.
He may be. He'll let you
know. Everybody's quiet on Yahoo Messenger. There's a few people on there, and they're all quiet.
Well, lazy Sunday morning.
Sure, why not?
It is.
Ticking back.
May 4th.
Yep.
Which is next Sunday.
Oh, is that next Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
May 3rd starts all the new shows. We'll be on WKBR on Saturdays now, all day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But Sunday's still the live Jabbercast show. At War with Technology. Afraid of technology? Scared to own a computer? And we were talking about this today. Does the digital age frighten you? Maybe you just feel you're too old to learn something new. Set in your ways, maybe, but you can rest assured that we will bring you up to speed.
We know how to talk about technology.
We sure do. So there you have next week's show, and you can find us on the, not on the internet. We're not on the internet. We're only on the World Wide Web. You won't find us on the internet. There's no internet address.
I'm sure there is. Email is part of the internet, and you can email us if you want, and that would be at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, and you can get us on the web at
www.thejabbercast.com. You can go to the contact page there and use the
My Chingo widget. Just push the little button that says record your message, and you get a page that comes up, and you just talk into your computer, and we get the message, and we will listen to it and then put it in the trash. I mean, we'll play it on the show next week.
So I'm going to learn a lot next week. Come join us next Sunday.
You may.
Live. On the Jabbercast here on WKBR.ca, exclusive now.
Yay.
Only on WKBR.
Yep.
Saturday and Sundays, Saturday all day, Sunday morning, when Big J, D, and Lippo go to war with technology.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.